Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. My name is Joe Montone, your host. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. As we begin our show, we'll start off with a checklist as we normally do. Number one, do you have quality time set aside for God? Check. Is your heart open wide to receive the Word of God? Check. Is your Bible open? Check. And are you free of distractions? Check. And if you've said yes to the four questions we normally ask, my friends, then we are ready to engage in the Word of God. Let's go to our first reading for the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time, which is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, 5 through 8. And here it is. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the one who trusts in human beings, who seeks his strength in flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a barren bush in the desert that enjoys no change of season, but stands in a lava waste, a salt and empty earth. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord. He is like a tree planted beside the waters that stretches out its roots to the stream. It fears not the heat when it comes. Its leaves stay green. In the year of drought, it shows no distress, but still bears fruit. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And my friends, the prophet Jeremiah gives us a great word this morning when he says, cursed is the one who trusts in human beings, who seeks his strength in flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord. And he's talking about men and women, my friends, who put their trust in things other than our Lord Jesus Christ, who put their trust in corporate America, in the stock market. Where have you put your trust, my friends, in your life? And how has it worked out for you? In the Wings program, we measure trust one conversation at a time. And that trust is based on six very important things: honesty, sincerity, respect, accountability, reliability, and dependability. Those six go into earning the trust of another person. And it's got to be consistent. It's not a one-time thing. We measure trust one conversation at a time because the words and actions of a person must be one and the same. We trust, but we verify. We trust and we verify because it's important. We want to make sure that we're not going to be let down, misled, manipulated, taken advantage of. in the cockpit of an airplane, we trust but verify all the time because lives are at stake. We cannot take anything for granted. Very important. Who was it, my friends, who broke the trust with you? How did it make you feel when you learned the lesson of putting your trust into the wrong person? And there are 1,000 stories about that. Man will disappoint you, but God will never disappoint you. I remember back in high school, my sister's boyfriend, who was a medical student, was working in the stock market and learning the trade of investing. And he came to me and he asked me if I would like to invest with him. And I did. And I put $1,000 in 1978 into his hand. And within 6 months, it was gone. I would have done better if I had put it into an investment on my own. But I put my trust into him and learned a great lesson. Who was it, my friends, who broke the trust with you? How did it make you feel? Once again, God will never disappoint us, but man will. In the book of Psalms, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." Very important. God calls us to put our trust into him and to not figure everything out on our own. He says, "Seek thee first the kingdom of God and everything else will follow." He says to trust in God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. It can't be any more clear. God is calling us because he wants to protect us. He says, "Cursed is the one who trusts in human beings." We've got to be careful who it is that we trust so we don't end up with broken hearts. Again, the word says that men and women will put their trust in human beings. He says, "Cursed is the one who trusts in human beings, who seeks his strength in flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord." Is your heart right now turned away from the Lord? Or are you at peace and one with the Lord? Very important, my friends, that we are at peace with the Lord because we're aligned with the Lord, aligned with his word. When we have peace, we have balance, which is so important that you and I have balance in life. Many years ago, I was in a prayer group, and there was a man who lost several children in an accident. And he shared that with the group. He turned away from the Lord for 20 years. And there he was sitting right next to me, sharing the story of the loss of 3 children. It's a powerful story, and nobody can really feel as he felt unless you walk in his shoes completely, losing 3 children in a car accident. But we sympathized with him. We had compassion. We were patient, group of about 20 to 25 men. And he opened their eyes as to the loss of 3 children and what it meant to him, how it broke his heart, causing him to walk away from the Lord and the church. But he came back after 20 years. He found his way back. And the Lord is so good, he brought him joy once again after bringing peace to that situation. But it took him 20 years, my friends. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. Where do you place your hope, my friends? What are you hoping for? this year? What are you striving for? What is it that you are trying to achieve? Is your hope in Jesus Christ and eternal life with our Father in heaven? Or are you hoping that the stock market keeps going up? Or are you hoping for something that is based on human character to come through for you? What is it that you're hoping for? The Lord once again calls us to trust in the Lord and to put our hope in the Lord. And when we're dealing with other people, my friends, if we have no trust because that relationship lacks honesty or sincerity or respect or accountability, we have no trust because people have been dishonest with us, insincere, showing they don't care about us, disrespectful in word or action. No trust, no peace in your life, my friends. It's time to make a change and place our trust in our Lord Jesus Christ to gain greater peace. Let's go to our second reading. From the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 12 and 16 through 20. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, if Christ is preached as raised from the dead, how can some among you say there is no resurrection of the dead? If the dead are not raised, neither has Christ been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is vain. You are still in your sins. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are the most pitiable people of all. But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And today, my friend, St. Paul speaks to the people of Corinth, the Corinthians, and he brings them a great message. In our belief in the life, death, and resurrection of Christ is so powerful an event that world time is based on that event. This is the year 2022, and that year has evolved from its origin, which is the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Do you have doubt in Jesus, my friends? Do you doubt that Jesus was crucified, that he died and was buried? Do you doubt that? Do you have doubt that Jesus rose from the dead? Many of us will doubt from time to time for different reasons. Like Thomas, one of the apostles, who said to the Lord, unless I put my hand in his side, I will not believe. And when the Lord came to the apostles and saw Thomas, the Lord said, put your hand in my side, Thomas, and then believe. And the Lord said, blessed are those who have not seen and believe. And that's where we want to be, my friends. That's where we want to be. Many years ago, we were working on a project in Trenton, New Jersey, a 12-story high-rise. We had put 132 apartments into the building. 18,000 pieces of sheetrock, hundreds of thousands of pieces of framing material. From time to time, we'd go over to Home Depot and get some materials. And we made a run for materials, this gentleman and I, who was a project manager with me. And during the car ride over, he said to me, you know, you spend a lot of time in doing that program, that Wings program. And I said, well, it means a great deal. Touches a lot of people. And, you know, this program wouldn't exist if it weren't for the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So powerful an event that world time is based on that event. And I looked at him and he looked at me and he said, no, it didn't happen. And it was then that I realized that not everybody is on the same page. And it was quiet for a moment. Then I thought to myself, he's a father. I said, how many children do you have? And he told me. I said, where did they go to school? And he told me the name of the Catholic elementary school in Queens, New York, that they were attending. So although he demonstrated a lack of faith, his children were getting some attention from the Catholic elementary school and the teachings of the gospel through education. But they probably weren't getting it through their father. But he believed enough in the quality of education in those schools to put his kids there. But he said, no, it didn't happen. My friends, there will be those who are opposed to the message of the gospel, those who are opposed to Jesus Christ, just like St. Paul who persecuted the church. Those people are in good company. And in his time and in his way, the Lord Jesus Christ will knock them off their horses, make them blind, and then restore their sight, as he did with St. Paul. But he'll do it in his own way with each and every one person to help them to grow in faith. Even the ignorant have no idea, not a clue, how important it is to have faith in God. The atheists, the agnostics, the proud, the people who want to be God, if we go into the rosary, the Holy Rosary, which was given to St. Dominic in the year, I believe, 1208, there were 15 mysteries of the rosary, which support the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The five joyful mysteries of the rosary, having to do with the life of Christ, those five powerful events where the angel Gabriel appears to Mary and tells her she is to have a son and his name will be Jesus. And our Blessed Mother says yes to the will of the Father and agrees to do whatever he would have her do. And the second joyful mystery, the visitation of Mary to our cousin Elizabeth. The third joyful mystery, the birth of Jesus. We refer to as Christmas morning. The fourth joyful mystery, the presentation of Jesus in the temple by Mary and Joseph in accordance with Jewish law. And the fifth joyful mystery, the finding of Jesus in the temple after 3 days being separated from his parents, Joseph and Mary. The life of Christ. And then the five sorrowful mysteries, highlighting the great passion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is starts off with the agony of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, and the second sorrowful mystery, the scourging of Jesus at the pillar. The third sorrowful mystery, the crowning of Jesus with thorns. And the fourth sorrowful mystery, where Jesus falls three times while he carries his cross up Calvary Hill. And the fifth sorrowful mystery, the crucifixion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ on Calvary Hill. The death of Christ, the five sorrowful mysteries in the Holy Rosary. And then the five glorious mysteries highlighting the events that took place after the Lord was put to death. The first glorious mystery, the resurrection of Christ. Truly an event so powerful that world time is based on that resurrection of Jesus. And the second glorious mystery, the ascension of our Lord Jesus into heaven to his Father on a cloud, which was seen by thousands. That took place 40 days after he rose from the dead. And then the third glorious mystery, the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and our Blessed Mother Mary in the upper room. Truly, the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is the beginning of the Holy Priesthood. And then the fourth glorious mystery, the Assumption of our Blessed Mother Mary into heaven, body and soul. And then the fifth glorious mystery, the coronation of our Blessed Mother Mary as Queen of the Universe, Queen of Heaven and of Earth, for all that she did in the Father's eternal plan, for all that she did, for her obedience to the will of God, to seeing Jesus through the Father's eternal plan. She was crowned as Queen of the Universe. So for those, my friends, who doubt Jesus or that he was crucified, died and was buried, for those who doubt, there is great evidence, my friends, and God has given us our Blessed Mother Mary to help to increase the faith for all of us to believe in Jesus all the more. And through the Holy Rosary given to St. Dominic 800 years ago, we have opportunity, my friends, to grow in faith, to be obedient to the Lord and the Father, and to one day have eternal life with our Father in heaven. And it's powerful. Let's go to our gospel reading, my friends. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes toward the disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you and denounce your name as evil, on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in the same way. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of Luke today, we see the Lord giving us the Beatitudes. Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. My friends, the poor sometimes are isolated, sometimes are abrasive as we view them. But God calls to the poor, and he points out that the poor are special, for the kingdom of God is theirs. He talks about the hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. What are we doing today, my friends, to feed the poor? Is there anything more we can do to feed the poor or to teach people how to feed themselves? Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. And this is important, my friends, because when people are crying, we're called to bring to them comfort. We want to comfort them. God calls us to do it. He wants us to be an extension of his own arms and legs and to touch the hearts and minds of those people who are weeping, who are crying, who are sad, depressed. What can you and I do to lift them up, to make them laugh, to make them smile? What can we do in daily life to lift people up, to offer a kind word, a phone call, open our hearts a little bit more, and to be generous, to bring love, the love of God, into the hearts of other people? The Lord says, rejoice and leap on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For those who are hated because of the Lord and your relationship with the Lord. For those who are insulted because of your alliance with the Word of God. God says, rejoice, and behold, your reward is great in heaven. My friends, you and I are in good company, because from time to time, yes, we are hated. We are called out. We are ostracized. But the Lord says, rejoice and leap on that day, for your reward will be great in heaven. So once again, the Lord shows us a glimpse of eternal life in heaven. My friends, that's our show for today. My name is Joe Montoni, your host. I want to thank you for tuning in with us here at Holy Spirit Radio and Clear for Takeoff. Have a great day, a great weekend, and God bless you and your family.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.